Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When you're down and troubled and you need a helping hand.
That's Sweet Baby Jane's bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Have a great visit with our new friend, Andy Smith, the founder and CEO of Furlocity. Furlocity.com. He says it's like the Expedia for cats and dogs. We can find how you... Right, Andy? You can find services, kennels, veterinarians, and even schedule appointments for these things for your pets?
Right.
So it's like a combination of all that and looking for a hotel and a car and dinner reservations, the whole thing, right?
Simplifying pet care.
Furlocity, just like it sounds, furlocity.com. So, okay, tell us how it works. Walk us through it.
Sure. It's basically no different than what we as, travelers are used to when we're booking a hotel or booking a stay. The only difference is that when a pet parent goes to Furlocity, number one, all the boarding facilities we have booked, we have a vetting process that they have to go through prior to listing on our site. And that's how we ensure that we list quality pet care options for pet parents. So they would go through do a
search. So anybody I find on your site has been pre-approved?
Correct.
Right, okay.
So they go through the application process, like I said, before they list onto the site. But the pet parent would then go through a search, find places near their area, find or filter based on the type of facility that they're looking for, one that has webcams, has a pool, has suites. And then once they go through the searching process, they would then book their stay. But the way we simplify it for them is, as most pet parents know, that when you do board, you need vaccinations. And getting those readily available from your vet can be a pain sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So we allow them to upload their vaccination records ahead of time.
Oh.
So that way when they their stay...
Yeah, you got to be. They got to have vaccinations and they got to be flea-free.
Right, exactly. So we bridge that gap, and that's why we also have the veterinary side listed, because as you know, most first-time pet parents don't really know what is next after they adopt or after they get their pet for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
So, by coming to Furlocity, there's the one-stop-shop solution for them where they can go ahead and book a vet appointment, but then also find a boarding option.
And know the things that they need to be prepared for, so they don't look like first-time pet owners.
Exactly. No more need to pick up the phone to call a friend or a family member.
And tell us about the business model for your company.
Sure. There are several business models between the verticals that we support. The primary business model is like a transaction-based. So once the pet parent books the stay, we charge the boarding facility a fee for accommodating that stay.
Right. Okay. And so people can choose to be part of your lineup or not, depending on whether they want to pay your fee or not.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
But that also gives us the ability to make sure that we don't just list anyone.
Right. No. Exactly. No, that makes sense. And you probably got some ad revenue, maybe some sponsorship revenue, that kind of thing.
No, the vet side is a subscription-based revenue coming in.
Okay.
So that's reoccurring revenue.
Right.
But those are the three verticals we have now. We plan on expanding into further verticals as we build out our platform.
Right. So now you've gone for first-round funding so far?
Yes, we have.
Yeah. And you see this as something that to be acquired eventually, or do you see it... Obviously, if you've got venture capital, there's an exit strategy out there somewhere. You see going public.
Right.
What do you see happening in 5 years?
Well, our goal is long term.
We
want the company to be sustained long term due to the fact that we've only scratched the surface with the three verticals that we support right now.
Right.
We still have plenty of growing to do, and fortunately, our investors understand that.
Well, and so, all right, so how about competitors?
We actually have a competitor, but not doing exactly what we do, still just focused on the boarding side. I didn't want to attack the market the same way, because they've been on the market a little bit longer than we have, but I understood that in order to address the pain points that pet parents have, it's not just about the boarding, about everything else that they're looking for.
Right. Well, and, you know, I can see where, I can see this, where this would be very handy. You know, we recently boarded our dog, and we had to look around and find a place, and of course sometimes they're full, right? Maybe even the one you like the most is full. You got to use an alternative. It's good, especially if there's something that happens quick. It'd be good to I can see where the pre-vetting of these places, where you have some kind of peace of mind. I mean, people love their pets. They don't want to leave them somewhere where they're worried about them.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. So, last thoughts. I got 20 seconds. What would you like to leave us with about your company?
Basically, like I said, it's a one-stop shop solution for pet parents. It simplifies the entire process from start to finish. They earn rewards. We also have a giving back program called Book a Stay, Change a Life. So every time a pet parent books a stay, we give back to nonprofit organizations that are within the pet industry.
Good for you.
So it's
a
rewarding experience, but it also eases a lot of the pain points.
And what I liked about the whole deal, folks, was the extent to which he studied the industry before he started up the business. That's an important tip for startups. Hey, Andy, thanks for being here. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim.
Andy Smith, ladies and gentlemen, Furlocity.com. Check that out. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I can't imagine any.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.